The storyteller shook his head.
No, because they're in a very secret place. But someday I'll find them. Just see if I don't.
A young squirrel, Dwink, who was the same age as Brisky, chortled scornfully.
Yeah, what a load of old pies, Woggle. You made it all up, big fibber face, Brisky.
He hurled a pillow which caught the young mouse in the face. Brisky flung it back but missed.
Tisn't pie, Swoggle. Samuel has told me it was true.
Divins liked nothing better than a pillow fight at bedtime. In the wink of an eye, the dormancy was transformed into a noisy battleground. Babes and young ones squealed with merriment as they flung and swung pillows at each other. Outside, on the window ledge, the magpie Griff had heard everything. Regardless of the storm-swept night, she flew off, headed for a place where her information might prove profitable. Griff, like most magpies, always had an eye to the main chance. Back at the dormitory, the pillow fight was at its height, as was the noise. Redwall Abbey's infirmary and sick bay were on the same floor as the Dibbons dormitory. Brother Terrillis, the herbalist and infirmary keeper, did not bother to knock. Flinging the door open, he strode straight into the scene of chaos. His paw shot up, catching a pillow in mid-flight. A hush fell over the entire chamber, broken only by a vole babe falling from the top of a wardrobe onto a bed where he lay at rigid attention. A few small feathers and wisps of pillow stuffing drifted silently to the floor as every young eye became fixed upon the tall, saturnine figure of the squirrel herbalist. His voice was quiet, but loaded with menace.
What is going on here?
No answer being expected or given, he continued.
And who, may I ask, is responsible for this riot?
The bleak gaze of Terrillis swept the dormitory, coming to rest upon the hog-made frintle. She could no more resist Terrillis's stare than a baby chick confronted by a hunting serpent. Frintle's chubby paw shot forth, pointing at Brisky. Words bubbled forth unbidden from her.
"'Twas him, brother, a telling of baby stories. He's the one what started it. Honestly, brother."
The infirmary keeper turned swiftly on the culprit.
"I might have known. You, as one of the older dormitory creatures, ought to know better. You should be setting an example instead of behaving like a mad beast."
Brisky bit his lip at the injustice of it. Twink was the one who had started the pillow fight. He tried to explain.
"But, bro..."
Terrillis's harsh tone cut across his words sharply.
"Silence! Not another word, you young savage! Directly after breakfast tomorrow, you will appear on Abbott's report."
Brisky knew there was no point in protesting. No beast, particularly a young one, would dare argue with the grave-faced brother Terrillis. Instead, he contented himself with glaring at Frintle. With a final strict instruction, the infirmary keeper swept from the dormitory.
"Straight into your beds, and go to sleep immediately, all of you."
As the door slammed shut, Dwink curled his lip at Frintle.
"Why couldn't you keep your mouth shut?"
The hogmaid began to blubber and babble at the same time.
"It wasn't my fault. Soon as he looks at me like that, I can't help her."
Brother Cyrillus had not gone straight back to his sickbay chamber. He had paused outside the dormitory door. Now his voice rang out like thunder.
"One more word, and you'll all be up in front of the abbot tomorrow. Silence in there!"
The dormitory became immediately quiet, some of the more nervous Divins trying hard not to breathe aloud.